This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Well, welcome everyone to our Good Neighbor Podcast. I have the pleasure to actually speak to Romy a second time, and we're actually in our conversation today. We aim to unravel the intricacies of kitchen cabinet selection, exploring key considerations such as materials, design options, durability, and functionality. Whether you're a homeowner embarking on a renovation journey or a design enthusiast seeking insights into the latest trends, join us as we navigate the fascinating world of kitchen cabinets. Well, welcome, Romy.
Hi, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Glad to have you here again with us. Let's start off. Could you share a little bit about your background and expertise in the realm of kitchen cabinets?
Oh, sure. Well, I have been working in this world like 20 years ago. In my country, we used to manufacture, install, and design all the cabinets. So we have seen the evolution and how things are changing, and we are so happy to be right where we are here.
Because there's so many, when it comes to kitchen cabinetry, there's so many different types of designs, right? And there's so many different types of, you know, like the soft close, you know, cabinets on the drawers themselves. We have the shaker style. There's so many different types of designs. When you come across, what do customers see? What do they like the most in terms of the latest trends today? Do you have any idea on?
Yeah, sure. Lately, we're seeing like the custom cabinets that are growing, but usually the most asked is always the shaker, the simple shaker. It was white. Now it's going off white. But this is the classic.
So it seems like you just said it was white because you see a lot of kitchens that are white. And now the trend, it used to be that the trend was more like a mahogany type cabinet. And then it went back to white. And now you're saying kind of off-white.
Yes.
That's interesting how the trends, and that's another thing we were going to talk about right now in terms of some of the latest trends and innovations you observe in the designs themselves, because cabinets, you know, you got to pick the handles, the knobs, all that, right?
Yes. Yes. You can have, you know, like handles, you can have all the pullouts. You know, everything when you have pullouts will give you more functionality. At the end, this is what you want. You want to have beautiful kitchen, but be functional for you, comfortable in your space where you usually be every day. So this is what is we always take in consideration. Yeah.
So if when we talk about like the Lazy Susan, right? And,
yes,
you know, the pullout for the spices. So there's different types of functionalities for your pots and your pans and your plates and your lighting underneath the cabinet. Do you see a big trend? Is it getting more popular to have lights under the cabinets?
Yeah, sure. Everyone wants more gadgets, like for their cabinets. Everyone wants to be more comfortable and use better their space. I mean, you can make your life easier if you have everything like more accessible for you.
Oh, absolutely. And then you also see, you know, I guess is maybe as part of the trend as well, where you have the glass inserts in the doors themselves, where you can actually have the lights on these different shelves that kind of like act as it's kind of, you know, it's you're actually showcasing some of your pieces, right?
Yeah, you know, this is happening very often. Everyone wants to have like a coffee station, a coffee bar, like a wet bar or something in their cabinets. So they used to lighting is very important. Lights everywhere. You can have lights under your cabinets, on the toolkits, on everywhere. It's very important now for your kitchen, for the whole area. Yes.
And what about the materials? I'm sure, you know, just like flooring, you have your tile floors, you have your vinyl floors, you have your laminate, your carpet. Let's kind of talk a little bit about the different types of materials that the cabinets are made of.
Sure. You know, you have the most common materials that we use are plywood and particle board. Plywood is the one that we always go for because it's more straight, it's more strong, it's even it's a kind of moisture resistant, and it's a big quality of, it's a good quality of cabinet.
More durable, right?
Yeah, of course, okay. It's more durable, and it's another level. Now, you have a particle board, which is more budget friendly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't last like plywood, but you know, it depends on what you're searching or looking for. If you want something budget friendly, maybe it will not last forever.
Right.
Or you want to have a robust cabinet. So your option will be plywood, which is the one that we work with.
I like that. And you know, at least you're giving your customers options, right? So yes. Not everybody's gonna want plywood, and not everybody's going to want particle board, but you're giving them options based on, you know, what their budget is.
Yes.
So how are they constructed? Are they more like framed or frameless?
Yeah, this depends on your style. If you go for classic, usually go with framed cabinets. And when you go for modern style, you go with frameless. We can offer them both. The advantage of frameless cabinets, like you will see when you open your door, you will have more vision of your cabinet because there is like nothing between the door and the cabinet. When you have frameless, it's another kind of cabinet. You will have the frame, and it goes with the classic cabinets. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And do the cabinets come with any kind of special features that are that you can think of?
Yeah, all the cabinets, they come with soft close, like slide and hinges. Mm-hmm. And this must be like the standard now. I mean, because it's a need right now to have your soft close, like doors and drawers. This is the minimum thing. Like, and then you, like we were saying, you can keep adding all the gadgets you want, like the pull-outs, or you can add like a push to open if you don't want to have any hands or pulls. It's always depending on your style, your budget, and what you want.
Thank you so much, Romy, for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com.